Now here's another installment from Rob Lacey and his new Bible, The Word on the Street. This time, it's the story of David and Bathsheba from 2 Samuel chapter 11.
It's spring, normally battle season, but King David stays at home and sends Joab to look after the army. It's evening, David's had a lazy day, he gets up from his bed and wanders around the palace roof. By design, it's got great views. Then he clocks this naked woman in the bath, an absolute stunner. David starts dribbling. He finds out who she is, Bathsheba, Officer Uriah's wife, who conveniently is off with the army. He sends for her, they have a night of passion. Then she realizes she's pregnant, tells David the news. He tries to cover his back by calling her husband away from the front, hoping he'll sleep with her. But the guy's a professional. He sleeps at the gate of the palace with the staff. David calls him in. Uriah says to David, it's wartime. Everyone's sleeping rough. How could I go to my house? How could I have a romantic meal with my wife and end up in bed together? I couldn't. Not while my men are sleeping in open fields. David says, hang around another day. Relax. Go back tomorrow. David invites him for a meal, gets him well plastered, but still he doesn't go home. Not while my men are sleeping in open fields. Again, he sleeps outside with the staff. Next morning, David writes to Joab and sends the sealed note with Uriah. The orders? Stick Uriah in the front line, and when the action hots up, pull back and leave him stranded. David's the king, so Joab follows the orders and Uriah dies in action. When Uriah's wife hears her husband's dead, she's devastated. In good time, David marries her and she has his son. But God's going ballistic. God sends Nathan to David. Nathan tells a story, making out it's real. Two guys, one's loaded, the other's just about keeping his head above water. The rich guy has too many sheep and cattle to count. The poor guy has nothing except one lamb. He's looked after it so carefully, it's almost like a family pet. No, it's like a daughter to him. One evening, the rich guy gets a visitor, and instead of killing one of his flock, he steals the poor guy's sheep, and his guest tucks into lamb casserole, courtesy of the poor guy. David's fuming. He says to Nathan, this guy's going to pay for it. With his life, that's unforgivable. Who'd be that ruthless? Nathan gulps, says, you would. You're the guy. This is what the God of Israel says. I make you king of Israel. I keep Saul off your back. I give you his palace. I give you wives. I give you the whole country. And if you wanted more, I'll give you more. So why'd you throw it all back in my face and go grabbing what's not yours? Why'd you do this? It's evil. Having Uriah killed so you can take his wife. David, totally broken, admits, I've trashed the contract. Gone against everything God wants for me. I'm gutted. Totally gutted. Mercy me. Mercy me, in line with your limitless love, in line with your passion for me. Wipe out my mess. Wash off my filth. Clean up my life. Mercy me. He does. Nathan tells him, God wipes it off your track record. He's not going to waste you here and now. But because you've given his enemies so much ammunition, because they're laughing in God's face, there will be consequences.